God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Today we're going to be talking about persecution are coming. We're going to be reading the book of Matthew chapter 10 verse 16 to 20. We just talk about the persecution that the disciples had when Jesus Christ was, was ascended to heaven. So we're going to be reading the book of Matthew and try to have some more reflection about it and to see what the word of God like is telling us, about the persecutions that are coming in very soon. So the book started like this, behold, I send you out as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But be aware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council and search you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, don't worry about how or what do you should speak. For it will be given to you in the hour why you should speak. Verse 20 says, for it is not now you know who speak, but the spirit of your Father who speaks in you. So the first thing we can see is Jesus Christ talking up to the disciples about the persecution they're going to have. And something that sounds you're going to be sent as a sheep in the midst of wolves. And there's something else that's going to happen. It says, they're going to bring them, they're going to deliver them to the councils. And they're going to be brought to the other synagogues. And said they're going to be brought to the governors and kings because of his sin. And as testimony to them. And something we can, understand in this verse is talking about, at one point, all those who profess Jesus Christ, all those people who profess the religion, of the kingdom, at one point they're gonna be persecuted. At one point, when they're trying to defend their faith, defend what they believe, and they're gonna be persecuted. And this time, we need to remember we gotta go to the context about the Jesus time. We don't remember, Jesus was speaking, I was preaching about the good news of salvation. I was preaching about the kingdom of God. And because he was preaching, something different than the other people were preaching, the group, the religious group who had the power of the religion, speak out, because they were, more focused about the law. They were focused about what was the what was given to them through the prophets and through the Moses. But Jesus Christ was preaching, was teaching, was making miracles, was doing a lot of things through, the power that the Father had been given to him. And one point, he said to the disciples, they want to be delivered to governments and to the kings. But and the verse 9 says, but when they deliver you, don't worry about how or why you should be speak. And I want to do a small thinking about this verse 19. Some people have been heard about the way they preach. They say they don't need to prepare about the preaching because the Holy Spirit, they're going to give the word, they're going to tell them what to say. And that's kind of a wrong position to find out about this verse. The verse talking about when they want to be right delivered to governments on their synagogues. But something caught my attention on the verse 16. So and therefore be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So why this mean? What does this mean? What does it mean? Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. It's kind of two different kind of things. It's talking about a serpent, who eats doves, who eat a different kind of animals. And talk about the dove, that's an animal who fly, have it represents in the Holy Spirit. But he's talking about the characteristics that they have. You know, the serpents, they're like, they're wise. They know like at a specific moment when they're gonna attack. And that's why the word of God is saying we need to be as a serpent, you know, but as a serpent, not as the way they do, but a serpent the way like they act, with the wise, you know, with the, you know, we can. And it said be harmless as a dove. That means like we need to be focused on who we are and, you know, who's giving us the strength. You know, who's giving everything we have. And the verse 10 is saying, like, for you know to you speak, who speak, but the Holy Spirit or the Father is speak in you. And that's something what I'm saying, like, sometimes, like, we don't need to defend ourselves and with knowledge. We don't have to defend ourselves with the different kind of things or with excuses. We don't need to defend ourselves, you know, lying or something like that. We need to be with the truth. All the time, we're speaking with the truth. And the truth is, like, we believe in, like, the Son of God. We believe in Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ was declared as a Savior. We gave him our whole life. And why we give him our whole life? Because he was the one who paid the price. He went to the cross. You know, he gave his life for our sin. And like that's why like we believe in the living God, and we don't believe in like fabulous. We don't believe in like you know thinking or like a histories about people. We believe in a truly God, the God like giving like all the support that God has been calling us, you know, from the diners to the light. That's the one, you know. But we need to keep like a strength. We need to keep like a straight, keep like a strong. We need to keep like a calm. We need to keep like a firm. You know, nothing, you know, can make us go back. We need to go straight. We need to go to the end. We need to, you know, reaching, you know, to be focused, you know, in Jesus Christ. We cannot be afraid about what the people they might be doing to us. But at the same point, the Bible says, like, we need to be wise as a serpent. And we need to be harmless as a dove. And that's what we need to learn. We need to wait for that specific moment when we need to act. But we cannot be like those people who they do something like and they don't think about it. The Bible says like we need to put in like our faith, we need to be put in like everything we believe. We need to be, we gotta be sure of what we believe, what our values are, what we believe, you know, who we are in God. Who is God to us? And that's how being the message for today. And we need to keep like a focus. We need to keep like a, you know, washing, you know, God. We cannot be like a washing to the sizes. We need to keep straight, or you gotta be straight, you know, to the kingdom of God. And we need to remember, persecution, they're gonna come very, very often. We're gonna have persecution. And right now we're getting to the point like we're gonna be persecuted for what we believe, because when we be asked to do something like we don't want it, and then we're gonna be persecuted. And when we teach our kids, we teach in like our family the way we think, and then we're gonna be a persecution very soon. But we need to be ready for it. You know, that's the Bible is talking about this. But we need to worry about what we're gonna speak. The Holy Spirit is going to put a word on us in that moment when we will be persecuted. So this is the message for today. And I have been blessed to us to share this video, if that's the case. And to subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed yet. And I'll see you next Tuesday at 10 p.m. with a new live stream. And God bless you, and have a wonderful night. Bye.